I feel within my spirit that the Lord is about to do something in the life of somebody. It is so strong that we have to pray. And today is going to be a different day altogether. Yes, chains are going to be broken. Any power fighting your life, we are going to deal with it. If they say they will not let you live your life of peace, then they must also not have peace. If they say they will not allow you to have your peace of mind, then they will also not have their peace of mind. It will be the altar of God against the altar of the devil. It will be the power of God against the power of the devil. It will be the power of God against the power of the devil. Beloved, you are welcome at this point of time. I want you to lift up your voice and begin to connect yourself to the Spirit of God and acknowledge the presence of God in your life right now. For Bible said, where two or three are gathered, is there in their midst. Wherever you are right now, gather your children around you. Call upon your friends and family around you. Share the life to as many as you can and tell them to connect. In the realms of the spirit, we are in the same building. In the realms of the spirit, we are connected together. So I want you to connect spiritually. I want you to connect your spirit spiritually, because your faith is what is going to work the magic for you. Your faith is what is going to work the miracle for you. I want you to lift up your voice and begin to declare and say, oh God, let your spirit take over my spirit being. Let your spirit take over my spirit being. I acknowledge your presence in my life, oh God. Acknowledge your presence in my life. 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 And lift up your voice in prayer. Lift up your voice in prayer. Lift up your voice in prayer. Beloved, we are in the spirit as one, but we all have an agenda and we all have a reason. Abado sheke yanda brando sheke da 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 rapakota bado sheke da 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 erekata bako sheke yamba da do sheke yata lo sheke da da bado sebrandi ato sebrekapa. Lift up your voice in prayer right now. Connect yourself spiritually. Connect yourself spiritually. Connect yourself spiritually. Connect yourself spiritually. And say, oh God, I welcome into my room. I welcome you into my workplace. I welcome you into my life right now. Begin to welcome somebody right now. Begin to welcome the Holy Spirit and say, oh Lord, acknowledge your presence in my life. I acknowledge your presence in my life. I acknowledge your presence in my life. I acknowledge your presence in my life. Somebody lift up your voice in prayer. 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 Marako sheke de hande brandosa. Li keteke de gadebededosa. Let that badosa mreniata. Are you praying somebody? Calling upon the Spirit of God, calling upon the Spirit of the Lord. Say, oh God, I need your presence. 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 Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Kabato Shate. Say, oh God, acknowledge your presence in my life. Acknowledge your presence in my life. Acknowledge your presence in my life. Acknowledge your presence, O Lord. Randia bako shade ya to sete bedede. Rande berendia to sebri kaparo sebrete dede. Let the Spirit of the Lord. 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 Take over now. Take over now. Take over now. Take over now. Somebody lift up your voice in prayer and seek for the power of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody right now, I want you to confess your faith and say, let your presence take charge. Let your presence take charge. You need the presence of the Holy Ghost at where you are right now. Say, presence of God, take charge. I want you to write it on the comment section right now. Let me see that you are here with us. Just speak your faith right now. Say, presence of God, take charge. 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 Yes, let the Spirit of God, let the presence of God, presence of God take charge. Presence of God take charge. Presence of God take charge. Let the presence of God, let the presence of God. Marando shebe honde bande kabado sheka dabada dosha dadada. Let the presence of God, somebody shout, presence of God take charge. Sometimes we operate under the anointing, and sometimes we operate under the giftings of the Holy Spirit. But when the presence of God is in charge, it is a different atmosphere altogether. I said, sometimes you operate under the anointing, and sometimes you operate under the giftings of God. But when the presence of God is involved, somebody seek for the power of God at where you are. Connect yourself to the Spirit of God right now. Connect yourself to the source. I want you to connect yourself to the source right now. Say, presence of God, take charge. Presence of God, take charge. Connect yourself to the source. In the name of Jesus. 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 Connect yourself to the source. I said, connect yourself to the source. Connect yourself to the source right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let the Spirit of God. Somebody lift up your voice in prayer. 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 Right now. Are you praying somebody? In the name of Jesus. Beloved, are you here? If you are here, I want to see you at the comment section. Say, the Spirit of the Lord is with me. I want to see you at the comment section. All right, the Spirit of the Lord is with me. The Spirit of the Lord is with me. Write it now. Say, the Spirit of the Lord is with me. 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 Everybody write it at the comment section. Declare your faith and say, the Spirit of the Lord is with me. Beloved, we are going to pray. I feel strongly within my spirit that we have to pray. And we are going to pray against every power of darkness. Every power of darkness. Wherever They are working spiritually against you. Wherever they are working spiritually against you, the fire of God must go there. The fire of God must go there. Wherever they are working spiritually against you, the fire of God must go there. The fire of God must go there. Beloved, get ready and turn your spirit up. We've gotten to a point we are praying into every directions. And I declare upon your life that anything of the devil concerning you will not stand in the name of Jesus. Whatever power that has been risen up against you. You know, I always say that there are certain encounters in the realms of the spirit. And today we are going to pray against that kind of spirit. Beloved, get ready for this. When you read the book of Numbers chapter 22, the book of Numbers chapter 22, Bible talks about the people of Israel coming out of Egypt. And when they go to the region of Moab, they have to pass through a certain place. You know, sometimes in life, you go to school, you get to a point that maybe you have to write an exam, or you've gotten to a phase whereby you have to get married. Special have to take place. And as we are in this world, our path meets knowingly and unknowingly. Now, when the people of Israel was coming, they have to pass through the region of Moab. And Bible said that the king of Moab called Balaam, he saw how far they have come. I want you to understand something before we start this prayer point. And we are going to deal with certain things. Listen to me carefully. And maybe you ask yourself, why? Why this time? There's time for everything. Maybe this is a time you have come to meet. There is time for everything. Now, hear me. I said, one way or the other, you will meet me, I will meet you. One way or the other, you will go to places. Spirits will encounter you. You will see people who are human beings, but they are not human beings. One way or the other, you will meet them. So when you read the book of Acts chapter 16, Bible, she has a certain spirit that she's able to see and tell people. Bible said Paul and Silas saw this girl, and what the girl was saying about them was like exposing them for an attack. And Bible said that her masters were using her for money benefit. Yes. That is the same way when the people of Israel were passing through Moab. And the king of Moab saw that, no, these people can be dangerous people. They are blessed. Bible said that the king consulted a spiritual man. A spiritual man, it could be a pastor, it could be a juju man, it could be a fetish priest, it could be anybody, it could be a Balaam. The fetish priest, it could be anybody at all. I know some pastors that pray against people who do things. That is what Bible said, that not everybody. Some will come and say, we use your name for this, we use your name for that. And I will tell them, I don't know you. I will tell them, I don't know you. I am bringing your mind on something so that you can. Maybe somebody has taken your picture somewhere. Somebody has seen your destiny yesterday. Yesterday night, Spirit of the Lord was speaking to me so strongly. They have taken your picture, and they have taken you, something of you right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. When they mention your name, may fire to your name, may fire appear. When they mention your name, may fire. Up here, somebody begin to send fire. 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 Rato shaka.
Yeah, piano. Amen. Everybody say
listen to me, beloved. There is a power I believe everybody can hear me clearly. Can you hear me, somebody? 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 Spirit of God. Now, you are going to pray that wherever they have taken your picture, wherever they have taken your business, wherever they have taken what belongs to you, by the power of the Holy Ghost, may it catch fire. May it catch fire. May it catch fire. I want you to send fire now. Send fire. Send fire. Everybody send fire. Everybody send fire. Everybody send fire. Send fire now. 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 Send fire. Somebody send fire now. Rabaka bakarosha. Raka daka daka. Libra kabaka badosha daka. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let the fire of God. 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 Listen, beloved, Bible said when the people of Moab were passing through and they got to a place. Now, this king saw the blessings. This king saw what the Lord has done for them throughout their journey. This king saw how God delivered these people and how far the Lord has brought them. And Bible said this king consulted a spiritual man. I said anyone that has consulted anyone, if the pastor wears the gown of a pastor but he uses any other thing, see, beloved, you have not seen anything. There are certain churches, the altars that they stand on, the altar is built with certain things. Yeah, some of the altars that you see, not every altar is of God. Not every altar is of God. Not every altar is of God. I remember years back. Now let me bring your mind on something. Let me bring your mind on something. 2012, 2013, we had a pastor's fellowship. And some of these pastors were agitated, so they decided to withdraw themselves from the fellowship. And they said they have seen some great man of God and they want to go and be under that pastor. So they went. One day, one of them came from them and reported that no, there were things that these people were doing that he did not agree to it, which is they will kill dog and bury them under altars. So if you have a church and you have an altar, they will tell you to kill about some, either a cat, something, and bury under. So when he reported, we were like, oh, we don't really want to follow rumors. So he said, one of the days we should go. They have a meeting, and they will be meeting at a particular place whereby they will be burying some of the things. Beloved, lo and behold, we got there. The moment we got there and they saw the leader that was leading us, they all fled away. Go, come and see the things that they were doing. Some of them were jumping walls. Beloved, I said, this king saw the people of Israel. I said, one way or the other, we meet one way or the other. I said, Paul and Silas were going to the house of the Lord, and this young girl met them. Now the people of Israel were also coming. See, one way or the other, you will go to school, you write an exam. The one way or the other, you will get to a point in life whereby you have to get married. There must be a point of time whereby you have to be posted. There must be a time in your life whereby you have to travel. There must be a time in your life whereby you have to do something. And one way or the other, we meet people. Beloved, we meet people. We meet people that we don't know the kind of spirit inside them. We meet people that you don't know where they are coming from. The Bible said the king of Moab saw the Israelites and saw that these people were blessed. The Bible said he consulted the spiritual man that this man should come and curse the people of Israel so that he will subdue them, so that they will be slaves under him. Hey, beloved, I am here to speak to you as a prophet of God. You are praying right now. Your first prayer point, you are saying, say this after me. Say, every power, every power cooking my progress in an evil pot, every power cooking my progress in an evil pot, receive the fire of judgment now in the name of Jesus. Beloved, lift up your voice in prayer. 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 Lift up your voice in prayer now. Rakapakapadosha. Rakatakadabede. Marande kapadosha diata. Rakotebekadiata padosha. Rakatayata mlandiata. Rakatakadade. Are you praying somebody? 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 Right now, right now, right now, somebody send fire as many as you can, send as many fire as you can, in the name of Jesus. Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Now, lift up your right hand wherever you are. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Say, every power cooking my progress in an evil pot. Every power cooking my progress in an evil pot. Receive the fire of judgment. Receive the fire of judgment. Receive the fire of judgment right now. Receive the fire of judgment right now. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody send fire. 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 Send fire now. Send fire. Rapakabado Shatakata Retakadabo Shabrandiata Badaba Retakiabado Shabreka Bados Marande Badosha Brandiaka Bada Rakokado Shabadaba Maraka Bakabado Shabrandiaka Bada. Ratoka Padosha Bagadaba, Maraka Pakabadosha, Lipako Paroka Padosha, Rakoparosha Betadiata, Rakadabadabadabadaba, Rakapakada, Rakapada, Rakapadaba, Raparosha, Rakatakada, Randeapa. Rakapada, Rakoshade, Reparoshaba, Rakapaka, Rakaya Doshada, Rakabadaba. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are praying. I said, one way or the other, you come to a path whereby you have to cross to another place. One way or the other, you come to a place of business. One way or the other, you come to a place of marriage. One way or the other, you come to a place of childbearing. And you realize that something begins to fight you. You begin to ask yourself questions. You begin to know that something is fighting you. You begin to understand that something wants to make sure that things does not work. Now lift up your right hand. Ratakakada. Ratatakada. Lift up your right hand. Say, every pot of darkness, every pot of darkness seated against my life, every pot of darkness seated against my life, be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed by fire. I said today we have to pray. Beloved, I want you to pray. Every power of darkness seated against my life, be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. I want everybody to be sending fire. As you are praying, you are sending fire. As you are praying, you are sending fire. I want to see your fire. I want to see your fire. I want to see your fire. As you are praying, you are sending fire. As you are praying, you are sending fire. I want to see your fire. Send fire. Send fire. Send fire. Send fire. Send fire. Send fire. Rakapat. As you are sending fire, it's just like you are sending a message in the realms of the spirit. It's just like you are sending a message in the realms of the spirit. Ha! As you believe, so shall it be for you. As you believe, so shall it be for you. Send fire, 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 send fire. Ratatata. Beloved, something is happening in the realms of the spirit. Ha! Any power you have crossed path with, whether it's an uncle, it's an auntie, it is a mother, it is a father, whether it's a brother or a sister, whoever it may be, whether it's a spirit, whether it's a friend, whether it's somebody that you have come along with, wherever they have gathered, every part of darkness, every part of darkness, every part of darkness. Now lift up your right hand. Say, I command every evil part and concussion used against my life. I command every evil pot. I don't know why we are praying these prayers, but it's coming within my spirit, and I want you to pray right now. Every evil pot, every evil pot, I command every evil pot and every concussion used against my life to break to pieces, to break to pieces. Whatever altar, wherever they are mentioning your name, break into pieces right now. Somebody send fire. Send fire now. 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 That pot must be broken. That pot must be broken. Rakaba, every spiritual man that your picture has been taken to, every spiritual man that your name has been taken to, every spiritual man that your marriage has been taken to, every spiritual person that is mentioning your name now, anyone praying against you, let them catch fire. rakapakada ratakakada rakapadabada rakopadosh ratakakada bahana aladada bahana rakapakaba rakapadosh dada rakapadosh dada bahana rakapadosh. Somebody, are you praying? As you send fire, you share the life. Send the light to somebody. Something is happening. Something is happening. Something is happening. Something is happening. In the name of Jesus. Now you are praying. Say this after me. Every witchcraft barrier against my marriage, be reversed. Be reversed now. Be reversed now. Every witchcraft barrier, wherever they have buried your marriage, wherever they have buried your marriage, whether your marriage now, your marriage in the future, your marriage in time to come, whether they have buried it, every witchcraft barrier against my marriage, be reversed now, right now, right now, right now, right now. I should pray you send fire. 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 Ratatakawa dabadosh. Marakabadosh. In the name of Jesus, you are praying your third prayer point. Hear me, somebody. See, feel the presence of God at where you are. And pray this prayer with faith. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Something is happening. Something is happening. Lift up your right hand. Say, whatever has been done against me, whatever has been done against me, using the ground, beloved, every ground you are standing on right now, I tell you, when somebody wants to curse you, they locate the ground. If somebody wants to curse you, if somebody wants to curse you, it doesn't matter wherever you are. They are spirit in water. People call on things. We have fortune tellers everywhere. We have witches and wizards everywhere. We have priests and priestess everywhere. We have juju men and juju women everywhere. We have pastors who are using the name of God, but they are not of God. Everywhere. You are praying right now. You are praying right now that anyone that have used the ground, whether it's a curse, whatever they have commanded from the ground, whether they have commanded the ground to fight you, wherever they are, may that thing be neutralized now. You neutralize it. It will not work. Somebody, I want you to write at the comment section. It will not work. It will not work. Whatever the devil is planning against me, it will not work. Write it at the comment section. It will not work. 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 Whatever plan of the devil against me, it will not work. Beloved, are you sleeping or you are praying? We are not here to sleep. We are not here to joke. Neither are we here to play, because the devil is not here to play with us. The devil is not here to play with our peace. The devil is not here to play with our success. They are here to destroy us. I want you to pray right now. I want you to pray right now. Right now. Say, it will not work. Every plan of the devil, it will not work. 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 By the power of the Holy Ghost. Ratapakapadosh. Rapakapadosh. You are praying your last prayer point. Are you praying somebody? Something is happening in the realms of the spirit. You are praying right now. You are praying right now. You are praying this prayer. Whatever information, maybe you are in Ghana, maybe you are not in Ghana, wherever you find yourself right now, maybe you are in your family house, maybe you are not in your family house. Maybe you are in your hometown, maybe you are not in your hometown. Now hear me. Connect with somebody right now and invite the person right now. Tell the person to join quickly. Before we pray this last prayer point, whether it's your husband, your wife, your brother, your sister, a friend, share this life with, tell the person to come. Share the life to them right now. Share it to them. Share it to them right now. Tell them to join right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is here. I want to anoint myself. If you have an anointing oil beside you, anoint yourself. Anoint your head. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Share to them right now, that close friend, that sick person. I see somebody in a certain house right now. And there's somebody who comes to visit you. The person came to visit you. As the person is going, there was something that is after the person. The person picked up something like a slippers in your room. The person picked up something like a slippers in your room. And a person went to a place whereby people have gathered. And the Spirit of the Lord is telling me that where the gathering is a family gathering. Now, when the person got there, the person put down the slippers and left there. Then I saw that thing that was following the person was still standing there. Now, the Spirit of the Lord is telling me that there's somebody who comes to visit you, or has come to visit you, or comes to visit you, or is coming to visit you. Hear me carefully. And the person comes to pick up information and send, but the person is not a witch or a wizard, but there is a spirit that is monitoring that person, and that person comes to pick up that information. So that spirit follows that person to your home. Now, when I mean your home, that spirit is a spirit of information. That spirit comes to pick up information from you, and the person, that spirit takes the information. So it will seem as if that person sends that information, but it's not that person. It is a certain spirit that follows that person to your home, and that spirit pick up the information and send to that family member, that gathering. Whether it's a family of witchcraft, whether it is from your home, whether it's from your business, where your business is, whether it's in the house that you are living in, wherever that gathering is, may that gathering be scattered. Yes, we are going to pray that every spirit in the realms of the spirit, right, that is what I'm seeing. What I saw is that that person laid the thing down in the midst of the people and left, but that thing that was following that person was still standing there. May every gathering of witchcraft, may every gathering, may every voice, you are praying your last prayer point. Spirit of God, may every gathering, may every gathering. Now, I want everybody to write at the comment section right now. You are sending an information, and what you are writing right now, it says, any information tapper, catch fire. Every information tapper, catch fire. Every information tapper, catch fire. Every information tapper, catch fire. I want you to write it at the comment section and add the sign of fire to it. Add the sign of fire to it. Every information tapper, every information tapper, every information tapper, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. Every information tapper, catch fire. Every information tapper, catch fire. Catch fire now. Catch fire now. Every information tapper, catch fire. My late grandmother happened to visit US, and now this is what happened. As for spirits, they don't use car, they use speed and time, which is the wind. They don't use car or airplane, so they don't need TNT, they don't need visa to visit you, they don't need transportation for them to say, because I didn't get transportation, I couldn't go. Anyone that comes to you that has been sent, I'm not saying that person is a witch. It could be your wife, it could be your husband, it could be your girlfriend, it could be your boyfriend, it could be your fiancé, it could be that close friend. See, they use that person as an information. What I saw is that I saw somebody entry into the room of someone, and that person picked up something like a slippers. When the person was going out, I saw that there's a spirit following that person. Now, the person got to a place and laid the slippers in the midst of some people and left. But that spirit that I saw that was following that person was still standing there. Every information tapper, somebody send that information now. Every information tapper, catch fire, 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 catch fire. Every every information tapper catch fire. Every information tapper catch fire. Every information tapper catch fire. I feel within my spirit right now, something is happening in the realms of the spirit. Every information tapper, every information tapper, every information tapper, every information tapper, every information tapper. Catch fire. 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 Hands been guiding me through. I was telling you about the king of Moab. When he saw the people of Israel coming, and he saw that these people are good people, the king of Moab did not consult anybody. But listen to me, the king of Moab consulted even the prophet. Listen carefully. He consulted Balaam. Balak consulted Balaam. Balak consulted. That is what I'm telling you. Not every altar you see is an altar of God. The devil also have an altar where they sacrifice. Listen, that person at that point of time is a spiritual man who, when people need solution, they consult him. He has that gift to speak to spirits. Bible said when he was in his chambers consulting, God warned him that, Master, the people you are going to curse, they are blessed. Don't touch them. Don't touch them. You are praying right now. Any spirit that gets information from you, every spirit, lift up your right hand. Say, let every communication system, every communication system of my household witches be frustrated in the name of Jesus. Every communication system of my household witches be frustrated in the name of Jesus. Somebody pray now. Marande kapadoshe, lekata brandiata, rakoshadiata, lekataka, lekata badosha dadadal, rakawadosha diata, rakadadadadadal. Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Every communication system, anything they use to tap information from you, they see the blessings of God. Ha, this is the reason why Paul and Silas said to the young girl, shut up. From today, you will not speak again. From today, you will not speak again. Bible said, this girl is an information. She sees things about you and tell a paymasters. And then they begin to worry you. They begin to fight you. Ha, whoever tap information from you, whoever comes to tap information from you, every information system in your household, where you live right now, where you are right now, whether it's from your family background, whether it's from your mother's background, whether it's from your father's background, even that is from the background of your wife, your husband, whoever it may be, let it catch fire. Are you sending fire, somebody? 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 Somebody, are you sending fire? Are you sending fire? Are you sending fire? Beloved, we are here to encounter in the realms of the spirit. Whatever we are doing is by faith. Whatever we are doing is by faith. And we do it by faith. Beloved, send fire down. I see something burning in the realms of the spirit. The thing is burning. expanding every information tapper, every communication system. See, anyone or anywhere they have taken your picture is an information system. Wherever your name has been taken to, wherever your business, your marriage, you could see that that man lost you. But there's something. You could see that that person want to help you, but there's something. You could see that that wife lost you, but there's something. Wherever they have taken, wherever that sister, that brother, whoever is being used as a communication system, they come and tap that information from you. I tell you, whoever has been consulted to destroy you, whoever has been consulted to destroy you, Bible said Balaam was consulted to destroy the people of Israel. I say it will not work. It will not work. It will not work. It will not work. Somebody writes again, it will not work, and send fire along with it. It will not work. It will not work. It will not work. The plan of the devil, it will not work. The plan of the devil, it will not work. The plan of the devil, it will not work. The plan of the devil, it will not work. The plan of the devil, it will not work. 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 Every plan of the devil will not work. Every plan of the devil will not work. Every plan of the devil will not work.
Come on, say one more time. Say,
every plan of the devil will not work. Yes, it will not work. It will not work. I feel within my spirit that something is happening. If they say you will not marry, may that tongue catch fire. Bible said, and Paul and Silas, Paul turned himself and said, hey, young girl, shut up.
Right now. It is done.
Bible said, from that day, she sees. Ha. Bible said, in Isaiah 54, verse 17, it says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. In every tongue that shall rise up against you, you shall condemn. You shall condemn. In the tongue that has risen up against you, condemn them. In the name of Jesus. I want everybody to write a comment section. I will prosper. I will prosper. I will prosper. I will prosper. Say your faith. Say your faith. As you say it, you write it. As you say it, you write it. I will prosper. I will prosper. I will prosper. I will prosper. Beloved, we are not here to joke, neither are we here to play. How can you wake up at this early morning? How can you wake up at this time? How can you stay awake at this time? Some people, it is 10, 11 at where they are. 11 p.m. at where they are. At 11 p.m. at where they are. Say, I will prosper. I will prosper. I will prosper. Your time being here will not be in vain. You will prosper. You will prosper. You will prosper. Kapatatata. Rakatatata. Rakatakata badosha. It is happening in the realms of the spirit. It is happening in the realms of the spirit. It is happening in the realms of the spirit. It is happening in the realms of the spirit. Ratatata. Ratatatata. I will prosper. Now put your hand on your head and declare that you are blessed. 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 Yes. The Lord says to pray for somebody here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody promised to help you, but something happened. It's like there is a gap now between you and the person. The person promised to help you. Now, I see two people here. Two people. Look at the situation here. The person promised to help you. And this is what I'm seeing, the realms of the spirit. The person decided to tell somebody about it. The person told about that help is going to give to you. There is a demonic spirit. See, listen to me. The person who wanted to help you told a certain woman about the help. Now, listen to me. The person wanted to help you is a man. Now, the person told a certain woman about the help. Now, that woman, there's a certain spirit fighting that woman. Now, that spirit picks up the information and begin to cause trouble between you and the person. For some time now, the communication between you and that person is broken. It's broken. Spirit of God, I don't want to go into this more. But I'm praying for you. You are also here. The situation is similar. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Maxwell, I pray for you. We serve a living God that opens or makes a way where there seems to be no way. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will connect you. After the service, please get in touch and talk to me about it. And let's see how we are going to deal with that issue. Thank you, Holy Spirit. See, you are also here. Your situation is similar. How similar? Now, somebody decided to help you. Now, this is how yours is similar. And along the line, problem came. But recently, the problem is like that it's resolving some small. But the Lord is telling me that there's going to be a wind that's going to blow. And now there's a spirit speaking to that man, that person. Because I'm seeing a male or a female. I'm not seeing the person clearly. But what I'm seeing is that I'm seeing somebody standing there. And the person is trying to get along with you. But in the process, it seems like when the person is stretching the hand, something is moving the hand of the person. So when the person is stretching the hand and you're also stretching your hand, there's something between the two of you that is withdrawing the hands back. whoever has to help you. Randos. Recently, that you connected again, the person want to help you, but that demonic power want to make sure that whatever that person is said to you, he will not fulfill, or that person will not fulfill. I pray for you. You are here. You are the person I'm talking to. There was a little misunderstanding, but by the grace of God, the issue is like it's being resolved small. Spirit of God. Now, I see myself around the Togo border. Around the Togo border. And I am hearing the name. I don't know the name, but it's like Kufian or something. It sounds like Kofi. It's like a surname. It sounds like Kofi, Kufian, something like that, around the Togo border. By the grace of God, Spirit of God, I'm getting into that. I don't know why. And this name, there's blood coming out of this name, and I see a port trying to and that port, the blood is falling gradually. It's like the blood is like a drop of blood. Beloved, if you are here and you have a name that is like Kufian or Kofi, I you are here, Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are here, and you come. Your family is close to the Togo border. Let the Spirit of the Lord speak in the name of Jesus. Togo border. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I have to speak the word to you, because the Lord gave me a word to be given to some people here. I know the word of God is for everyone here, but not for everyone. Jesus said, I came for everyone, but not for everyone. But I know definitely this word of God is for you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I still mention the name Kufian. 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 I can't see the last letter. Ratabakosha. If your name sounds like this and you are from Togo, not Togo as you are from Togo, but you are from the Togo stretch. From the Togo stretch, the Lord said I should pray for you and give you a direction. Beloved, we are not here to sleep, neither are we here to play, and we are not here to joke as well, because the one after us, the devil after us does not joke. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I want everybody to write at the comment section, I receive grace to prosper. I receive grace to prosper, and share the light to somebody in the next 10 minutes. I'm going to share a word with you, and we are going to pray. Then we enter into a time of prophet, because this is what the Lord has directed. Say, I receive grace to prosper. Bible said that in John 3:16, it said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Hear me, beloved. One thing you must understand in the realms of the spirit, as a spiritual person, even in the physical, whatever you are not ready to give out, you cannot receive from it. If you are a student and you don't learn, there is nothing the Spirit of God is going to remind you of in the time of exams, because you must give in something and add prayer to it. Hear me carefully. That is the Spirit of God. Because the moment you store the information, if the body forgets it, the spirit keeps it. So then when you need it, that is why we pray. When you need it, the spirit of God reminds you of it, of what you have learned. So in the realms of the spirit, when you're not ready to give in anything, you cannot receive anything. So when God wants to save the world, Bible said, for God so loved the world, because whatever you have no interest in, you cannot give into it. Listen to me. I am speaking on the team. The faith for giving to receive. The faith for giving to receive. Now, Bible said, God, in his wisdom, as supreme as he is, before he could save the world, he has to give out his only begotten son because of his interest. The reason is that whatever you don't have interest in it, you cannot invest your time, your resources, or anything into it. No. I will not spend my time at a place and do not get anything. I will not give my money to anyone if I know God is not going to bless me. I will not buy food with my money if I know that food is not good or not going to benefit me in any way. Are you with me, somebody? Yes. That is the principle in the realms of the spirit. So whatever you have interest in, that is why the Bible says that where your treasure is, there your heart is. It means that whatever you think you can benefit in it, your heart is there. For instance, you save in a certain bank. The moment they tell you the bank is collapsing, something is happening, your mind will go there and say, hey, my money is there. But if you do not save there, you will not worry about it. If you work somewhere and the business is collapsing, because of your interest, because of your love. So if you don't love anyone, you cannot give anything to the person. Giving is love, and giving is faith. Giving is love, and giving is faith. That is why those in love, whether you're a man or a woman, you give out to each other. Yes. You give out. So in the realms of the spirit, if you cannot give anything out, it's just like the way we are praying here. If we cannot pour out anything, if you cannot stand and pray, nothing will work. Nothing will work. Nothing will work. That is why it is very, very important. As a Christian, you must give out prayer. You must give out prayer. You must pray. And you must give yourself time to learn the word of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now lift up your right hand and declare this after me. Say, oh God, may I be able to give out to what I believe in. May I be able. You know, sometimes the devil hinders us, even though we love the thing, even though we want the thing, even though we are seeing goodness coming out of the thing, we cannot give unto it. So you could see somebody who finds a man, she loves the man. She realized, no, this man can be helpful. This man is a good man. Instead of that person to give their time, their resources into it, they rather give their time and resources to something else. And before they realize, they lose that man. They lose that man. Before they realize, they lose that man. You see the ways of the devil. That is why we give out prayer. You could see a gentleman who doesn't want trouble finds a lady who is loving and caring. Instead of this gentleman to invest his or her time into that woman, will be investing their time into something else. But that gentleman knows very well, this woman is the one who is going to help me. But the devil will make sure that you don't invest in that woman rather, but invest in other things. So where you invest your money is alcohol. You invest your money into other women. And then the woman you have to build up to help you, you rather push that woman aside. Am I speaking to somebody here? That is the same way with the men. Instead of the woman you have to invest in, the devil takes your mind. The devil pollutes you. So you are not able to give. Because the moment you give into it, you are going to receive. That's what I call the faith to give and to receive. Beloved, when you don't put in anything, you cannot receive anything. Whatever you don't invest into, don't expect anything. So, Bible said it got to a time in the book of Matthew chapter 5 or Luke chapter 5 that Jesus in his ministry, he was doing great things and got to a point. He went to his own people. When he got there, he realized that the people over there, his own people, were not giving him anything. What do they have to give? What they have to give is their faith. They have to believe. Rather, what they did was, oh, this man, we know him. We know him when he was a young boy. We know him when he was a small boy. We were here when he was born. Yes, we know him. We know him. And Bible said Jesus could not do anything there. That is how come sometimes maybe the pastor is so close to you. You are so close to the pastor. If you are not careful, maybe the pastor is your fiancé. The pastor is your brother or your sister. The pastor is your wife or your husband. Be very careful. The giftings of the Spirit, if you don't give in anything, nothing will come out from it to you. One day, this testimony was shared somewhere by one woman of God, and she said, I have been seeing my husband praying for people. One day, a man of God was invited to our church, and the man of God in his message said, if you are here and your husband is a pastor, go to him one day when you see that he's praying and tell him, kneel before him and call him and say, please pray for me too, I beg you. And have that faith that when he prays for you, it will work. So this morning, this woman, as she was sharing a testimony, said she has been praying about something for so long, she's not getting, and it has not even occurred to her to go to a pastor to pray, a pastor which is the husband. And you know what was happening? The Osofumami, the big Osofumami, whose husband was the senior pastor of the church, does not regard the husband. And she was praying about something. So when men of God are being invited to the church, she will either go to them seeking that they will pray for her. The day this message came out, she repented. May the Lord give you a spirit of repentance. Dr. Bright, you are welcome. God bless you so much. It's been a while. God bless you so much. This woman of God, this was some of you, repented. May you repent in the name of Jesus. May you repent of your bad actions in the name of Jesus. May we repent of our bad decisions in the name of Jesus. May we make right choices in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Some of us, when the right message is coming to us, we want to reject it. That is the spirit of the devil. That is the spirit of the devil. Yes. So this woman went to the husband late in the night. He said, Papa, Daddy, my pastor, my everything, please, I beg you, this is what is worrying me. Pray for me. She was crying, and she was like, I believe in other men of God. I have forgotten that I have the senior officer in my house. As this man was sharing a testimony, the husband laid his hand on her and prayed for her. That was it. She gave in that faith. She gave in that faith. I tell you, if you don't give in anything, don't expect anything out. Whatever you don't appreciate, cannot appreciate in your life. I want everybody to write at the comment section. Give me grace to appreciate your presence. God, give me grace to appreciate your presence. You know, sometimes, not that we don't want to appreciate, but the things fighting us. Sometimes you confuse inside that you are holding your phone and you are forgotten that you are holding your phone. It has happened to me before. I know it has happened to somebody here before. You'll be holding your phone, but you are forgotten that you are holding your phone. Beloved, you'll be holding your phone and you are forgotten. You are holding your phone. And you'll be using your own power to do certain things. Bible said, and Isaac prayed for Rebecca. That was the breakthrough of Rebecca getting pregnant, because Rebecca was a barren woman, and in the family of Rebecca you have barren women. There are certain families, they are barren. There are certain women, one affair with a man, that will be the end. They will get pregnant right now. If you ask them to give birth to 20 children, they will give them to 20 children with that operation. There are certain family, they cannot even give birth naturally. If you are coming from that such family, you always have to pray for your children. There are certain things when you see them happening to you. They have happened to you. They have happened to your sister. They have happened to your sister. They have happened to your brother. Your brother got married. Maybe your brother gave birth before getting married. Your senior brother gave birth before marrying. Some, they divorce. They have to marry here. Your sister, your senior sister, got pregnant, gave birth before getting married. You yourself, certain things are happening to you. Your sister was going to give birth. She has to go through operation. Must the moment you begin to see these things, then you have to give in prayer to it. Give it, because anything you can't give into it, you cannot receive anything. Anything you cannot give into it, you cannot receive anything. Yes, anything you cannot give into it, you cannot receive anything. Yes, you cannot receive anything. Beloved, from today, see, sometimes when you see certain people, certain things don't just happen because they have to happen. No. Ask yourself, what prayer has been said for them? Or what investment has gone into it? Is somebody here? If you are here, I want you to say, locate me, O God. Locate me, oh God. Locate me, oh God. This is the word of God that was given to me. That as you speak unto the people, I believe that if not for all of us, there's just one person here, one person who is the reason why God is speaking. I believe it's because of one person God is speaking. Yes. Now, whatever you cannot give in, whatever. Now, Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 4. A very powerful scripture. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 4. Let me read this scripture. And then I will end, and then we pray. As we were praying, the Lord gave me this name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Please, let's remind ourselves so that I'll pray for this person. The Spirit of the Lord is telling me that we should pray for that person, because what I saw is that the person is around Togo border, and the name is hanging somewhere, and blood was coming out of that person and going into a certain port. I pray that whatever agenda of the devil concerning that person will be thwarted in the name of Jesus. Now, finally, when you read Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4, I want to read it for you. If you have your Bible, you can open it, then we read, and then we pray. From today, I want you to have that spirit. That spirit to give in. Yes. A lot of people, your breakthrough is not just prayer and fasting. You must change something. As I was saying, some of us, you know this man is a good man, but you are looking elsewhere. You know that woman is a very good one. Instead of you to give in into that woman and build the woman up, you are looking somewhere else. Some of us, we know this business. Instead of you to invest in that business, you are using that money to buy clothes. You know that you have to pass that exams, and you are wasting that time on something else. Am I talking to somebody now? If you cannot give in anything, you cannot receive anything. Because in the realms of the spirit, anything we do is by faith. As a child of God, you must believe in these things. That is why when God wants to do something, Bible said he reveals to redeem. The revealing is that he tells you that this is what is going to happen. So watch yourself. So if you don't give in anything, don't expect anything. If you don't pray about it and ask for direction, it's just like I'm calling you and you don't mind me. You can hear that I'm calling you, but you don't mind me. Would I be able to tell you what I have to tell you? It's just like you going, I'm telling you there's a hole in front of you and you don't want to mind me. You don't want to pay attention to me. That is it. If you want to pay attention to me, you ask where is the hole. That is the Spirit of God. So, Bible said in the course of time, you know, from the beginning of even giving sacrifice, giving offering and so ever, God didn't command anyone to give offering or give sacrifice. But you realize that Cain and Abel in the Bible, they were the first people we saw them that they were giving offering. And they were given sacrifice. Now, by faith. Okay, let's read the scripture. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. It says, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, for God testified of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks. Listen to it. Even being dead, you know, at that time, if it is a goat you are bringing, you just burn the goat into ashes. So there was no building like church. There was no pastor like that, that you are going to give any offering to. There was nothing like that. So it is more useless and more senseless. That is why sometimes I say that when you use logical reasoning in attaining things of the spirit, you will lose path. It will not work for you. Because when you compare the nose to the mouth, it doesn't make sense. It's just like comparing the head to the legs. They operate differently, but at the end of the day, they work together to bring results. Hear me. So Bible said, Cain or Abel by faith, not by anything. He said, if I am going to give something to God, it must be out of love and out of faith. Not because God needs it, but I am doing it out of faith. I am doing it to tell him, Lord, I know you are the one that gave me everything. I know you are the one that gave me everything. I know you are the one that gave me everything that I'm having. So I'm just giving it to you. Back to you. So Bible said, when Abel wanted to give that offering, he gave it out of faith. Because God is not going to eat it. God is not going to eat that offering. God is not going to eat that seed. God is not going to eat anything. But you do it out of faith, because it's the institution of God. Out of your faith. So in those times, giving offering is more senseless than today. Now look at what James said. James said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Listen, it means that when we are given unto him, he has authority. He gave us everything. So when you are given unto him, is he that gave it unto you before you give it out. That is why Bible said he refused to redeem. So he refused to you and said, my son, I am warning you about this. That is how God is warning some people on this platform right now. And God is telling you to check your ways. To check your ways. Naya, God is telling you to check your ways. God is telling you. Bible said, Abel gave that offering, even though it was useless. Some of us, we pray, and some people think you are making noise. Let them say what they want to say. Let them say what they want to say. Some people think your God cannot save you. Let them say. Let them say. Some people will say, and then you ask yourself, other people, even when they are selling, and you go there to buy with money, they will not sell to you, because it is a time for them to pray. And you will concentrate on something and lose your prayer life. You lose your giving life. You are losing your marriage. Instead of you to pay attention, to give in, to pay attention to your studies, you should pay attention to the things you do. You are giving in to the devil. May the Lord deliver you. Now lift up your right hand. Say, oh God, give me grace to make right decisions. I want everybody to write at the comment section, say, oh God, give me grace. Oh God, give me grace. Oh God, give me grace. One thing in life that is very difficult is when you are making decisions without the Holy Spirit. When you are making decisions without the Holy Spirit, I pray for anyone called Kufian on this platform. May the deliverance of the Lord reach you wherever you are. in the name of Jesus Christ, any sucking blood power being at the Togo connection on the street of Togo, I deliver you in the name of Jesus. May the deliverance of the Lord deliver you. If you are here and they have tied you down, wherever they have tied you down, I pray for deliverance upon your life. If they have tied your mind down, they have tied your eyes that you cannot see what you have to see, may the Lord deliver you. May the Lord connect you to the right people in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord connect you to the right people in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord connect you to the right people in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord connect you to the right people in the name of Jesus Christ. Ha! It's flourish here. It's flourish here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's flourish here. I want to pray for flourish. I want to pray for some people before I end. It's flourish here. Flourish. May the Lord give you grace to pass your exams. I see an obstacle. May the Lord give you grace to pass your exams. Whatever it is of the enemy will not stand in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for some few people here. Beloved, bear in mind we meet here every Saturday 4 a.m. GMT and Sunday 4 a.m. GMT. Yes. Our contact numbers will be shared. And if you want to speak to me, just send me a WhatsApp call. Don't call the number. Just send me a WhatsApp. I'll call you myself. I pray for Florence. May the Spirit of the Lord locate you in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. May the power of the Lord locate you in the name of Jesus. Now, I am praying. Stella Boatin. Is this the Stella I know? The Spirit of the Lord is talking to me about you. Are you the one? Jesus. Okay, let me go into it. My time is almost up. I think I gave you something to do. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me pray for somebody here. Let me pray for somebody here. In the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, tomorrow will be an anointing service. Last week should be the anointing service. But the dimension that with the Holy Spirit sent us, we couldn't do it. But tomorrow, Sunday, and those of us in the US, in UK, or whatever, wherever your location is, Saturday 4 a.m. GMT, make sure you come with the anointing oil. Because God is going to speak mightily tomorrow. And those of us who come on late, I beg of you. You know, we have a 1 hour prayer session that we pray from 4 to 5. It's a non-stop prayer. Yes, it's a non-stop prayer. So make sure you come as early as possible and pray. Because the prayer is very, very important. Sometimes you may not need a prophetic word to be spoken unto you. All you need is a prayer session, because all my prayer sessions, my prayer points, is Holy Spirit directed. And as I come out with the prayer points, I give out prophetic words store in it. So make sure you join very early. I'll urge everyone here to join very early tomorrow. I am seeing some things, but tomorrow, make sure you join. If today is your first time, please follow me. Make sure you join. I thank God for your life. And I believe the Lord is going to do a new thing in your life. Let's meet tomorrow in the name of